Chapter 13. Irk Hops In. It was Irk. He was smiling. Fozbud glared at him. "What are you talking about, you interfering toad?" Irk hopped closer. "Your test wasn't fair," he scolded, shaking a finger at Fozwad. "Moongobble can't get tears from the weeping werewolf because there is no weeping werewolf." "Nonsense," said Fozwad. "Of course there's a weeping werewolf." "Prove it," said Irk. Fozwad pulled a crystal ball from the pocket of his robe. At the same time, Moongobble scooped up Irk and put him on his shoulder. Holding the clear sphere in one hand, Fozwad waved the other hand over it, muttering strange words. But no matter how hard he tried, he could not call up an image of the weeping werewolf. "Drat you, Moongobble," he cried. "I don't know what you've done, but I know you had something to do with this. The test is void." He took a deep breath. Then he smiled, which was a bad sign. "I guess you'll just have to do something else for your second mighty task." "I don't think so," said Irk smoothly. "Have you read the handbook lately?" He meant the Society of Magicians handbook, of course. Fozwad glared at him. "Page 47, added Irk helpfully. Fozwad snapped his fingers. With a small puff of blue smoke, a book appeared in his hand. He flipped to page 47, stared at it for a moment, then began to sputter angrily. "I'll recite it for you if you don't want to read it out loud," said Irk, sounding a trifle smug. "If a mighty task turns out to be invalid, then the candidate, meaning Moongobble in this case, shall receive credit for it as if he had passed it." "You interfering toad," cried Fozwad. He stopped and took a deep breath, as if it were beneath his dignity to lose his temper. Then he put his hands together and smiled a thin, nasty smile. "Don't worry, Moongobble. I'll be back soon enough with your third test, and this one will be a real showstopper." He sniffed twice, swirled his cape around him, and disappeared in a big puff of blue smoke. The mice rushed to the edge of Moongobble's hat. They shook their little fists and made rude noises. "I do not like that man," said Irk. "Now, now," said Moongobble. "There's a little bit of good in everyone. All we have to do is find it." "Finding the good in Fozwad is going to take some powerful magic," muttered Fireball. "We heard a noise. It was Mother. She had climbed halfway up the hill and was ringing a bell to summon us for supper." "Aha," said the rusty knight. "I knew it was time for supper. My stomach never lies." I took my father by the hand. "Come on," I said. "Let's go home. Mother is waiting for us." "And boy, is she in for a surprise," Irk said. Father and I started down the hill. All our friends came with us. I was happy and nervous and more excited than I had ever been. I had known my whole life was going to change when Moongobble came to town. I just had never known how much. The end of book 2.